from KQED.
Now that California prison inmates have ended their hunger strike, the next question is, what did the action accomplish? It's not clear, as the California Report's Scott Schaefer explains.
Once Pelican Bay inmates from the isolation unit known as the SHU started eating again, one of their attorneys said the strikers won major concessions, including big changes to isolation and confinement policies. But corrections spokeswoman Terry Thornton denied her department agreed to that, saying they only commit to a comprehensive review.
This was a major disruption to normal prison operations, so any time that we start to resume to normalcy, we always look back and see, okay, what could we have done better? What was done well?
Thornton did say the state will consider taking inmate behavior into account when deciding who faces isolation and for how long. In the meantime, inmates will have to settle for smaller gestures like wall calendars, winter caps, and possibly one personal photograph a year as an earned privilege. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.